Third hour, from 7 to 8 p.m. The legal supper. O Jesus, you now arrive at the cenacle, together with your beloved disciples, and you begin your supper with them. How much sweetness, how much affability you show through all your person, as you lower yourself to take in material food for the last time. Everything is love in you. Also in this, you not only repair for the sins of gluttony, but you impetrate the sanctification of food. Jesus, my life, your sweet and penetrating gaze seems to search all of the apostles. And also in this act of taking food, your heart remains pierced in seeing your dear apostles still weak and listless, especially the perfidious Judas, who has already put a foot into hell. And you, from the bottom of your heart, say bitterly, "What is the utility of my blood? Here is a soul so favored by me, yet he is lost." And you look at him with your eyes refulgent with light and love, as though wanting to make him understand the great evil he is about to commit. But your supreme charity makes you bear this sorrow, and you do not make it manifest even to your beloved disciples. And while you grieve for Judas, your heart is filled with joy in seeing on your left your beloved disciple John. So much so that, unable to contain your love any longer, drawing him sweetly to yourself, you let him place his head upon your heart, letting him experience paradise in advance. It is in this solemn hour that the two peoples, the reprobate and the elect, are portrayed by the two disciples. The reprobate in Judas, who already feels hell in his heart. The elect in John, who rests and delights in you. Oh, my sweet good, I too place myself near you, and together with your beloved disciple, I want to place my weary head upon your adorable heart, praying you to let me experience the delights of heaven also on this earth, so that, enraptured by the sweet harmonies of your heart, the earth may no longer be earth for me, but heaven. But in the midst of those most sweet and divine harmonies, I hear sorrowful heartbeats escaping you. These are for lost souls. Oh, Jesus, oh, please, do not allow any more souls to be lost. Let your heartbeat flowing through them make them feel the heartbeats of the life of heaven, just as your beloved disciple John felt them, so that, attracted by the gentleness and sweetness of your love, they may all surrender to you. O Jesus, as I remain upon your heart, give food also to me, as you gave it to the apostles. The food of love, the food of the divine word, the food of your divine will. O my Jesus, do not deny me this food, which you so much desire to give me, so that your very life may be formed in me. My sweet good, while I remain close to you, I see that the food you are taking together with your dear disciples is nothing but a lamb. This is a figurative lamb. Just as this lamb has no vital humor left by force of fire, so you, mystical lamb, having to consume yourself completely for creatures by force of love. Will keep not even a drop of blood for yourself, but will pour it all out for love of us. Oh, Jesus, there is nothing you do which does not portray vividly your most sorrowful passion, which you keep always present in your mind, in your heart, in everything. And this teaches me that if I too had the thought of your passion before my mind and in my heart, you would never deny me the food of your love. How much I thank you. Oh, my Jesus, not one act escapes you which does not keep me present and which does not intend to do me a special good. So I pray you that your passion be always in my mind, in my heart, in my gazes, in my steps, and in my pains, so that wherever I turn, inside and outside of myself, I may always find you present in me. And you, give me the grace never to forget what you have borne and suffered for me. May this be the magnet which, drawing my whole being into you, may never again allow me to go far away from you.